have some analysis next on the alleged Iranian plot to kill the Saudi ambassador in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department says the following. Iranians tried to enlist a Mexican drug cartel to carry out the assassination, possibly by blowing up a Washington restaurant where the Saudi ambassador dined. We're going to talk about this with Ray Takei, a senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations. Mr. Takei, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
I got to tell you, some people heard this story and the first reaction was, what? Really? What was your reaction?
I thought it was brazen. It's somewhat bizarre. But maybe its bizarre nature reflects the fact that it's an act of terrorism whereby Iran is moving outside its comfort zone. Usual acts of terrorism have been confined to the Middle East. So as they move to a new portfolio, a new chapter, a new venue, you begin to see some aspect of this as inconsistent with their previous terrorist activities.
Let's just take this evidence on its face for a moment. The Justice Department says they have evidence that the Iranians did this, or a portion, elements of the Iranian government did this. Why would Iran want to target the Saudi ambassador?
Well, the notion that Iran is targeting Saudi Arabia and its diplomatic personnel is not new, and that part of it is not unusual. Iran has usually, for the past 30 years, whenever the relationship with Saudi Arabia has been poor, terrorism has been one of the instruments that Iranians have used against the Saudis. And you see this, whether it's Khobar Tower bombing of 1996, May 2003 attempt to conduct terrorist operations in Saudi Arabia, so on and so forth. The only thing that's kind of unusual about this particular episode is not so much the target, but the venue, namely actually having a terrorist operation on soil of the United States in American capital. That's the part that's unusual.
A couple of other things here. The U.S. government blames this plot on an element of the Iranian government, the Quds Force, as it's called, a part of the Revolutionary Guard, which is a quasi-military, really a military force that's off to the side of the regular army. Could they really be involved in such things?
The Quds Force has been responsible for this kind of activity, namely relationship with militant groups and terrorist operations that take place outside of Iran's territory. They've been having involvements with the Syrians in their attempt to repress popular discontent and various other terrorist activities throughout the past three decades. So the Quds Brigade would be the logical choice for this kind of a plot.
And does anything about the story the U.S. government is telling make you wonder or doubt that they have the whole story here yet?
Well, as I said, the only unusual aspect of this is actually having a terrorist operation on American territory. I don't know what the evidence about this is, but I'm not in position to doubt it. As I said, it reflects a brazen new chapter in Iranian terror plot and Iranian terror history, if true. In a sense, it goes back to early 1980s, where Iran was actually conducting terrorist operations globally, in Europe, in Argentina, and even in the United States in 1980 in Bethesda, Maryland. So essentially it's back to the future, if you would. If true, then Iran has gone back to early revolutionary years where it was militant, hostile to international order writ large, and was willing to defy international norms in a brazen, direct manner.
Mr. Takei, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Ray Takei's most recent book is called Guardians of the Revolution, Iran and the World in the Age of the Ayatollahs.